This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger has won a third term in office, fending off challenges from two left-leaning candidates in Independence Corina Driscoll and Infinite Cleasure. Weinberger won with 48% of the vote compared to 34% for Driscoll, 16% for Cleasure. And Mayor Weinberger joins us this morning on the line now to talk about his upcoming third term as mayor of Vermont's largest city. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Mitch. It's great to be with you.
Now, this was an interesting campaign that saw you running, comparatively speaking, to your opponents as the most conservative candidate in the race. In fact, you campaigned with Republican City Councilor Kurt Wright, who had challenged you for mayor in the past. Were you comfortable running in that light, given Burlington's reputation as a left-leaning city?
Mitch, it was a really great campaign. I appreciate and respect the opponents in this race, Infinite Cleasure and Corina Driscoll. I think we had a great debate. I think most Burlington issues are, a few of them are ideological. A lot of them are very focused on neighborhood improvements, on really what we do to move Burlington forward as a community. And I was, very much welcomed having the support of Councillor Kurt Wright, a leader in the New North End for a long time. And I think he was an important part of the coalition that made last night's significant win possible.
One of the things that you've said you can improve on as mayor is launching a more rapid and more local response to the opioid crisis. Now that you have won a third term, how do you plan to do that?
Well, we're working very hard on this, Mitch. It's really been a major focus for the last 18 months. When Chief Del Pozo started work in the fall of 2015, I asked him as his top priority to look at everything we were doing with respect to the opioid crisis and do a policy review and make recommendations. And really, ever since then, we have been leading this very broad coalition of groups within the county to essentially get as many people into treatment as possible. That effort is got a lot of momentum right now. We are part of something called the Chittenden County Opioid Alliance. And I do sense that this effort is changing the way in which Chittenden County groups work with each other. I think we are on the cusp of seeing this epidemic turn around. We know that the state of Rhode Island actually had a drop in overdose deaths in 2017, really the first place I've seen that happen. I think Vermont is positioned and Chittenden County is positioned to see that kind of performance as well, and that will be a major priority in the next 3 years.
Mr. Mayor, one of your opponents, Progressive Corina Driscoll, made note that you won re-election last night with less than 50% of the vote, and maybe that has something to do with large turnout in a three-way race, but she also said that that amount of support indicates that you can do more than, quote, cater to private interests, as she put it, and to do more for the people of Burlington. The big redevelopment that's going to happen downtown could be seen as an example of your pro-business success. Does she have a point, though, that perhaps more attention has been paid to developers and real estate interests than the people of Burlington, many of whom are struggling themselves to find things like affordable housing?
Mitch, I'm proud to have been reelected by the people of Burlington to serve another 3 years. That wouldn't have happened if the policies that we were pursuing were not directly addressing the major challenges that we face as a community. That's what we do in this administration, is we go straight at our largest problems and resolve them. And that's what we did with Burlington Telecom. It's what we are attempting to do with our affordable housing crisis. It's what we are doing with our opioid crisis. These are policies that are at the heart of people's lives here in Burlington. And we go right at them and we resolve them the best we can. And we're going to keep doing that over the next 3 years.
Another interesting vote last night, Burlington voters approved a non-binding resolution by 55% requesting the cancellation of a plan to base the F-35 fighter jets at the Vermont Air Guard facility in South Burlington at the airport there. What about that? Do you tend to take any action given that pretty strong support there, saying folks in Burlington really do not want to see the F-35 based at that airport?
Well, Mitch, I'm gonna follow through what I said I'd do during this campaign. We said we would, in the wake of a yes vote, it would be our responsibility to really dig into this further and do some additional work, which is frankly not something we had been planning on doing. This is a decision that was made years ago, and a lot has happened since then. Tens of millions of dollars of investment has taken place at the airport. The city has, with the strength of a 11-3 and 10-4 city council vote, moved forward, and I've been part of lawsuits defending the basing of the F-35s at Burlington. We know that the Strong Air National Guard mission has a really important impact on the airport and the successful operations of the airport. And I, like the rest of the, really a lot of, pretty much the other senior leadership in the state of Vermont, have supported the basing of the F-35s because of its very substantial economic impact.
There are still concerns, though, Mr. Mayor, sorry to cut you off there, but there's still concerns, though, about the environmental impact, the noise effect on property values and things like that. I mean, aren't those, by the vote last night, 55%, doesn't that show that folks are still having some concerns about the airport that goes beyond beyond jobs and things like that for the Guard?
Yes, Mitch, and that's I was trying to get to that and say, in the light of the vote last night, I think we do. I think the public is saying that there are remaining concerns, and I think we do. We are going to lead from the city of Burlington an effort to dig deeper into those concerns, address more, look at some of the new reporting and new information that has come to light in just recent days, and assess whether in some this leaves us in a different place than where we have been. As I said last night, that's going to take some time. It's not something that we can address today. We're going to need some time to dig into this. And I also want to reassert that we appreciate that the Air Force has made the decision to come here, and we have a lot of work to do before we would make any official action as a city on the basis of this advisory vote to say we want to move away from that in any way.
One more thing, Mayor Weinberger, as we're hearing just this morning, the Trump administration is taking legal action against the state of California over immigration policies. I'm wondering how you'll be dealing with threats going forward from the federal government to withhold funding from cities like Burlington that say they won't be cooperating to, you know, inform immigration agents, for example, with ICE on the status of undocumented immigrants in the city.
Mitch, I haven't seen the details of this new action that you're talking about. I think it's very unlikely that it will leave us in a different place than where we've been in the past. We believe the way in which we are policing Burlington is lawful with federal law. We believe it's what keeps us safe. We think it's one of the policies that ensures that there is trust between the Burlington Police Department and the communities they're responsible with. And we have responded forcefully in recent months to the Department of Justice to make that case, and we will continue to make that case going forward.
Mayor Merle Weinberger, who won a third term to mayor of Burlington last night, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Mitch, it's great to be with you this morning. Thank you, and look forward to talking to you again soon.